from the top of the nation, CBS Radio presents Stars of the North. We begin now 30 minutes of radio that is different. Different because it presents voices and sounds you have never heard before. The names are new to you. Names like Jeannie Arland, Bert Hansen, Tony Grisey, the Balladairs, and Wally Olson's Orchestra. These are the people who will sing and talk their way through the next half hour. These are the Stars of the North. Now here's the head man of our show, Ed Veman.
Well, thank you very much, and hello from the heart of the North Country, the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul in Minnesota. With all this talk about the top of the nation and Stars of the North and so forth, you may get to thinking that your radio set has suddenly been taken with a severe case of the chilblains. You can relax, though. The truth of the matter is that starting today, CBS Radio is teaming up with us folks here at WCCO Radio in the Twin Cities to present a once-a-week program showcasing some people who have been entertaining our local audiences for years. And we have a hunch that a nationwide audience isn't so much different. They like pretty much the same things as we do. And so you're going to meet some new radio friends, and we hope the occasion will be an enjoyable one. As the show goes on, of course, we'll bring our stars up to the microphone separately. But just so things can get underway, let's present the whole company with a sort of a curtain raiser, the kind that you, well, you might even hum along with if you're in a humming mood.
I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along, just rolling along. I'm quitting the blues of the world, just singing a song, just singing a song. Glory, hallelujah, I just phoned the parson, hey, pa, get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm going to fall. I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along, just rolling along.
Your life, and we're rolling along with our little old radio show now. Say, the thought just occurred to me that a lot of you folks around America may have said to yourself, I'll bet it's mighty cold up there in Minnesota. Well, you're right, it is. I think we Minnesotans take a sort of a quiet pride in the fact that up here we can take sub-zero temperatures in stride and go about our business, even enjoy the cracking cold temperatures we get for about 3 or 4 months of the year. Outside right now, for instance, it is 1 below 0. It's been in that neighborhood for about 5 days. Up in the town of Bemidji, Minnesota, which is the icebox of the nation, it's 15 below. And at International Falls, a little further north, it's 21 below. I just thought you'd be interested. You can see why Vikings, sturdy North Country folks, settled this part of America. Which is a pretty sneaky way of introducing a young Viking in our cast. One of the famous Minnesota Hansons. First name, Bert. He sings Our Walls.
Our waltz is music fashioned in heaven. Angels composed it for us to dance to. Our waltz is moonlight, trembling with kisses. Each note a heartbeat throbbing with love. Angels stars were watching one day, and our love was their inspiration. Our waltz is springtime, filled with a promise never to fade. Was their inspiration. Our waltz is springtime, filled with a promise never to fade with a dawn. Though you're gone, in my heart, dear, our waltz plays on.
The Nightingale of the North, Bert Hansen. Very nicely sung, Bert. You know, they pay a lot of guys a lot of money to dream up humorous situations for, though, the Jack Bennies, the Amos and Andys, the R. Miss Brookses. Actually, though, people, just plain people, manage to get themselves into situations which no scriptwriter would dream of. And the result is, most times, much funnier than something which might stutter out of a writer's inkpot. I thought we'd prove that in a little section which might be called Funnier Than Fiction. First funny comes from Helena, Montana. The band shell at the municipal bandstand in Helena, Montana, is like all band shells, designed to project sound. And the citizens living close by have learned that it certainly does project. Some pranksters set off a charge of dynamite in the empty shell at midnight. Homeowners in the path of the sound said it nearly knocked them out of bed. And it was doubly confusing, too, because everybody knew there wasn't any band concert that night. Second funny comes from somewhere in California. The judge was lecturing a young fellow who was appearing in court for the 21st time in less than 3 years. In desperation, the judge asked the young man, "How does it happen that you've been in this court so much, my boy? What can I do to turn you from this life of crime?" The accused replied, "Judge, it's all because of my name." "How come?" the judge how come? "Well, judge, every time I get stopped by a policeman, he asks me my name. I tell him the truth. Peter Rabbit. And just like that, I'm back here in court charged with insulting an officer." Yes, sir. Funnier than fiction.
Thank you.
little bit of Southern Fried Dixie by our Northern Fried musicians, Royal Garden Blues, and very nicely done, boys. Now get back in the pit there whilst our balladaires deliver themselves of music in the barbershop tradition. I'd like to tell you a little unusual sidelight on our boys here. They're the only barbershop group that I've ever heard which doesn't use a pitch pipe.
Well, that's because our leader has perfect pitch.
Yeah, you know, that's remarkable. Suppose you wanted to sing a good old song like, a little bit of heaven.
We sing that in E-flat.
What a voice. So sing.
Oh, mighty leader, what is the pitch?
Have you ever heard the story of how Ireland got its name? I'll tell you so you'll understand from whence old Ireland came. No wonder that we're proud of that dear land across the sea. For here's the way my dear old mother told the tale to me.
Sure, a little bit of heaven fell from out the sky one day and nestled on the ocean in a spot so far away.
And when the angels found it, sure it looked so sweet and fair, they said, suppose we leave it, for it looks so peaceful there.
So they sprinkled it with stardust just to make the shamrocks grow. 'Tis the only place you'll find them, no matter where you go.
Then they dotted it with silver to make its lake so grand.
Sure they call it Ireland.
Oh, that was a fine sound you put out, gentlemen. Thank you so much. Say, I got to thinking, and that's quite unusual right on the face of it. Fame is a funny combination. For instance, the names that you're hearing on this program are not famous throughout the length and breadth of America, but on the other hand, right here in our part of the country, why, they're practically household words. The age-old proposition of the big fish in the little pond versus the little fish in the big pond, I suppose. A case in point. The nation recognizes a great artist, Jerry Southern, a gal who sings and plays fine piano. And our part of the country has Jeannie Ireland, a gal who sings and plays fine piano.
Look out, Ed. Your Irish is showing.
I'm still reacting to a little bit of heaven here. But I honest, Jean, I meant every word of it.
Well, you're very kind.
I am not. I'm a slave driver. Sing something, woman.
Yes, sir.
Something new.
Well, could it be something old done in a new way?
There you go, confusing me again. Just sing.
The sky was blue and high above. The moon was new and so was love. This eager heart of mine was singing, love, come back to me. Love had its day. That day is past. You've gone away. This aching heart of mine is singing, lover, where can you be? I remember every little thing you used to do. I'm so lonely. Every road I love is old, and while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is every road I walk along, I've walked along with you. No wonder I am lonely. The sky is blue, the night is cold, the moon is new, and love is old. And while I'm waiting, dear, this heart of mine is singing, love will come back, love will come back, love will come back to me.
Wow, Sigmund Romberg was never like this. Lover Come Back to Me, and that was Jeannie Ireland and her trio. Well, now I'd like you to meet a couple of characters who have endeared themselves to us, and we've included them on this program because for many folks, Minnesota is the land of Scandinavians, so any show that comes from here should really have some of that flavor. Our two friends are Ole and Jens, and they do have some of the weirdest adventures, I tell you. I remember one day Ole and Jens were on a little fishing expedition up on Snus Lake. Ole took one look at that big lake, and he smiled and said,
"There's fish in them there waters."
So they proceeded to fish, and Ole was right. They found a wonderful spot, and they pulled in a fine mess of fish, even for Minnesota. Ole said,
"By Jiminy, that's been a good fishing hole, Jens. Let's mark this spot and come back tomorrow."
So they pulled up anchor, and they came to shore. It was then that Jens said,
Say, Ole, did you mark that spot where you've been catching all those fish?
You bet I did, Jens. He put the big cross mark on the side of the boat.
Oh, you lunkhead. Tell me, how did you know we would get this same boat tomorrow?
And then there was the time when Ole and Jens went into business together. After a month in business, Ole was telling Jens how the bill collections were coming.
Well, Jens, leave me see now. Sievert Larsen ain't trashed yet. And Louis Olsen says the banker took all his wheat and the crop mortgage. Ole Bjorklund tell me he pay in January.
In January? Say, that's good news. He ain't never before said when he would pay. Are you sure that he said it was January?
Well, he tell me, Ole, he says, when you get your money, it will be plenty cold day.
So it goes with our two buddies, Ole and Jens. A plenty cold day. That could be a very good cue for jingle bells. Too good, in fact, to miss. Wally? I don't think they'll ever write a song which captures more of the spirit of a nice, fast ride in an old-fashioned cutter across one of the big fields of snow that we have up in the North Country here. Now, I want you to meet a fellow who has a pet gripe. He's Tony Grisey, and he does not like the word crooner.
Well, Ed, there's something so droopy about the word. Yeah. You know, a guy is either a singer or he's not. He's either a baritone or a tenor.
Well, you don't want me to call you a crooner, then, I take it.
You want a one-man walkout on your hands. Call me a crooner.
We want you around, boy, for this song. So, folks, here's our baritone singer, Tony Grisey, singing Try a Little Tenderness.
She may be weary. Women do get weary wearing the same shabby dress. And when she's weary, try a little tenderness. You know she's waiting, just anticipating things she may never possess. While she's without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental, she has and care, and a word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. It's all so easy. Try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental, she has a grief and care, and a word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it, 'cause women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. It's all so easy, try a little tenderness. I
always thought that was a pretty sound piece of philosophy, especially for husbands to pay heed to, and thank you, Tony, for putting it so nicely. Well, on this first show from the top of the nation up in Paul Bunyan land here, we've done some talking about the temperature and the weather, the ice and the snow, and it occurred to me that these subjects might be good for a musical treatment, too. And I want you to know we've got just the kids to do it.
Ed, why don't you just relax and let us do it our way?
I feel so unnecessary.
Well, after all, music is our business.
Right, you talk, Beeman. We'll sing.
I know my place.
Good. Ladies first, Jeannie.
Well, as a native of these parts, I've got some ideas on cold weather. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Well, let's face it, we're all natives of this cold country. In fact, so far as I'm concerned, winter is the most beautiful time of the year, especially after a new snowfall. That's the nicest time of all. It's a marshmallow world in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's the time for play, it's a whipped cream day, I wait for it the whole year round. It's a yum, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date. What if spring is late? In winter, it's a marshmallow world.
Well, sir, I hate to say it, but man and boy, I've lived through a lot of cold weather, and I'm still not used to it.
Sissy.
Traitor.
Never mind. You can have this nature boy routine. There's just one thing to do when that temperature starts a nosedive and those winds start howling. Throw another log on the fire. Keep my golden memories aglow. I don't see the face of my loved one when the logs are burning low.
Oh, that's a mighty pretty picture, Bert.
Well, thanks, Jeannie.
I've got to admit, it can get awful cold outside.
I agree.
Well, let's face it. There's only one guy
who doesn't mind the cold weather.
We're listening.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose,
and two eyes made out of coal.
Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know
how he came to life one day.
There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play
just the same as you and me.
Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, look at Frosty go. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, over the hills of snow. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, over the hills of snow. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, over the hills of snow.
Come to think of it, I guess a snowman would thump along, wouldn't he, if he tried to run over a hill? Well, there it is, show number one of the series. A little of everything, amounting, we hope, to a pleasant half hour. There's more where this came from, and we'll prove it to you next week. This is Ed Veman. So long.
You've been listening to Stars of the North, presented each week at this time by CBS Radio in cooperation with WCCO Minneapolis-St. Paul. Stars of the North is written by Ed Veman, produced by Bob McKenzie, and directed by Val Linder. Dean Montgomery speaking. This is the CBS Radio Network.